Hello, everybody, and welcome to a very special episode of True Vision Christian Community. This is Bishop Casanova Green, the lead pastor of True Vision Christian Community. So over the past few months, we, along with Abba Ministries and one of our daughter churches, Shelter Glass Outreach, have been worshiping together at Abba Ministries every Sunday. So this year, we did a New Year's Eve service together. And this episode is going to be messages from Pastor Trevor Green, pastor of Shattered Glass Outreach, and Pastor Gene Green from Abba Ministries. I pray you are blessed by the word. Don't worry, I preach the message too. My message will actually be on the episode after this one. So I pray you're blessed by the word of God today.
Praise the Lord, everybody. How y'all doing? Happy New Year's Eve. Ain't God good? I am grateful to be looking at everybody up here and seeing my family, my whole family, and how beautiful my family is. Because truly, God didn't have to do it today, but he did. We're all able to look at each other. So, I was taken to the book of Jeremiah. And I do implore everybody to read what came before it on your own time and read what comes after it. But I was going to just stop at the 11th verse, but I'm going to read 11 and 12. You know what? I'm going to go to 14. 29. So when people go into the new year, we make all these resolutions and all these plans. Like we really know what the future is going to hold. When the only person who truly knows what the future is going to hold is God. And the one thing I have to remember that all his promises are always yea and amen. Even when man has told us no. And the only person who really knows what's going to happen is him. So yes, I do crack up at laughing at myself when I go, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to hit the treadmill. That's not going to be a thing, really. When I say something like, well, I'm going to read books more. Because I'm making all these plans, but none of these plans that I have been making are the plans that God truly had for me. So this is what I wish for everybody for 2024 and what I want everybody to know. As we do in this house, could everybody please stand for the reading of this word? The word says, for I know the plans and the thoughts that I have for you, says the Lord. Plans for peace and well-being and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call on me and you will come and pray to me and I will hear your voice. I'm reading from the Amplified. And I will listen to you. Then, with deep longing, you will seek me and require me as a vital necessity. And you will find me when you search for me with all your heart. I will be found by you, says the Lord. And I will restore your fortunes. And I will free and gather you from all the nations and from all the places where I have driven you, says the Lord. And I will bring you back to the place from where I sent you into exile. For this year, may the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Everybody, you can have a seat. I'm going to make this quick. For many of us this year, we felt like that we were alone in a place of exile, that God was not hearing us, that we weren't getting the proper things that we needed. But clearly, there's still a plan even in that. Because it says in his word that as soon as we begin to pray and lift up our voice unto him, he will hear and he will restore. So I just want to tell everybody going into 2024, pray, seek his face, He wants us to prosper. He wants us to have love and joy, and most of all, hope coming into this new year. A hope in him, not in man. So let's take that going into this new year and take that into the rest of our life. Amen? Amen. Amen. Bishop?
It's going to come with the next selection.
When he woke, he wanted to know what the dream meant. So he called all of his magicians, his sorcerers, his astrologers, his soothsayers, the Chaldeans, all of them together to tell him not just what the dream meant, but tell him his dream and interpret it. And then all of them said to the king, "O king, you're asking us to do the impossible, because no man can do what you're asking. It is impossible." And the king says, "I'm not going to put up with it. Go ahead and tell me my dream. Give me interpretation of it. All you're trying to do is find a way to lie to me." So they went again and said, "O king, there is no man on earth who can do this, and there is no king or ruler who would ask a man to do this, because it's the impossible to be done." And King Nebuchadnezzar, King Nebuchadnezzar don't play. Okay, well, he looked to his captain, "Kill them all. Because if you can't do your job, what good are you to me? Kill them all." And so they went after all what they call them now, as you group them together, the wise men. Included in the wise men was Daniel and the three Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Amen? So Daniel said to the captain of the guards, "Listen now, what is the urgency? Why do you want to kill us?" And he says, "Well, this is what happened." And they told him. And Daniel said, "Take me to the king." And he went to the king. He said to the king, "Listen, king of Nebuchadnezzar, give me time, and I will go to my God, and I will explain to you your dream. But give me time." So he goes home, Daniel, and he goes to his three friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I believe in the Bible they tell you to give you their Hebrew names, which will be Hananiah, Azariah, and Mishael. Amen. And so let us pray for God to give us revelation. So they prayed, and that night, God gave them the answer to the king's matter. Now, Gene, why did you take us through this whole story? Because in verse 28, when Daniel goes back to the king and stands before the king, these are the words. We're going to go ahead and read verse 27. Daniel answered in the presence of the king and said, "The secret which the king has demanded, cannot the wise men, the astrologers, the magicians, the soothsayers show unto the king?" Now look at part A of verse 28. "But there is a God in heaven that revealeth secrets." In 2023, and as you go into 2024, and the impossible begins to knock at your door and say to you that if you don't do this or that, we're going to put you in bondage because you can't pay the debt. In 2024, when you run into the impossible, calls your sickness, calls a diagnosis that says there is no help, you only got so many months to live, I ask you to remember what Daniel said. "But there is a God in heaven, and he reveals secrets. He will give you the answer that you need
for every situation. How do you know that, Gene? Because I want you to remember that he is the same God that is your refuge. He is a very present help in the times of trouble. I want you to remember that he is God Almighty. I need you to remember that he is also his name. He is also Elohim, the all-powerful one. He is also El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one, our God Almighty. He has more than enough to meet every need that you come across. Because there's violence in the land, don't mean you need to run and hide just because someone's threatened. He is still Jehovah Shalom, our peace. Do you understand? In 2024, it's not time for you to hide because the impossible is knocking at your door. What I need you to do is turn yourself to God and seek his face and know that he is a God who will answer your need. Know that he is a God that will fulfill all that is needed. Amen? But then I got to pick up what we heard this morning. Can I tag my in for 5 seconds? For 5 seconds. If you want to call on Elohim, if you want to call on Jehovah Jireh, your provider, if you want to call on Jehovah Rapha, your healer, if you want to call on him, then you should be in his presence. Come on now. If you go to Psalms 91, Psalms 91, me and Sister Rebecca know Psalms 91. We spent time there. It says, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him what I trust. Until you put yourself there, if you're living in the world, then expect what the world's going to give you. But if you're going to live with God and do it God's way, do what he says, then you ought to expect God to answer your prayers. In 2024, you sit in a seat of expectation of what God is going to do for you. But if you're going to live in hell, then expect hell. But if you're going to live in peace in the mighty whim of God, then you ought to expect peace. You ought to expect his power. You ought to expect his love. Why? Because he's our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be his name. His kingdom come. His will be done in earth. In earth. In earth. Point to yourself. In earth first. If you're not going to do it, then quit trying to expect God to do something. God will keep his promises. God will do what he said. He's not slack on him. But you got to put yourself under his authority. You got to put yourself in his presence. And the only way you do that is to do what the word says for you to do. Anything else is just foolish. Be blessed.